Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives back. Embrace this thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today, and I bless you back. All right. So, yesterday we talked about resources and what they consisted of basically is people that were around you, the technology that is continually expanding, evolving, changing things. We talked about ways in which you can use your skill, talent, and abilities in ways that you hadn't thought about perhaps 10 years ago or 20 years ago. It wasn't even possible 50 or 60 years ago. Okay. Is to recognize and then, of course, utilize those resources. Often I am asked, how can I get out of the hole? How can I make a new start? How can I build something really special for myself? How can I start a business? How can I get the money I need to go forward with my dreams? I get these questions a lot, and what I find most often in answering those questions is that people are hesitant about doing the work. It's almost like they just want it to fall out the sky. And one of the last things I left you with yesterday was that all of your blessings are going to come through other people. Okay, that is how God, the divine, blesses you through other people. Okay, by sending people that you need in your life with the skills, the talent, the ability, the money, whatever it is that you're in need of, that person comes to you willing, ready, and able to provide you with that. And if you feel that these people who show up in your life aren't good enough, or if you feel that you need to distrust them, okay, then you're not ready to move forward with your life. And if you're not ready or willing to do the work yourself, which may often include working more than 8 hours a day, it may include, I can assure you, it will include learning some valuable lessons, and it'll keep you up at night, okay? But these are all the tenets that prove your commitment, okay? It's not enough to say, hey, I want to be rich, I want to be happy, I want to be loved. It's not enough to do that unless, of course, you understand what you have to put forth in order to have that, and then understand that it's an ongoing commitment. Okay, it's not like you put out today and then you set for the rest of your life. I get that a lot from people. That, amazingly enough, people think, oh, you know, just fix me, Dr. Joy, and everything will be fine. No, there is work that has to be done, and the commitment needs to be there. And it's not as if you get to give the universe ultimatums, and it's not like you are bargaining. If you do this for me, then I'll do that, you know, for you. I mean, come on. All right, how can we be that naive? All right? The point is, we have to learn to use the available resources that are around us. And sometimes you might not even like the person that shows up, but that might not even have anything to do with it. Okay? That might be totally irrelevant. Okay? They need to like you, whether you like them or not. And whatever that means, okay? If someone shows up and says, I want to sponsor you, or I want to be your benefactor, I want to help you live your dreams, I believe in your talents, I want to take you out here, you might want to pay attention to that, okay? And put aside your arrogance and your fear, because a lot of times people don't move forward in their lives because they are so afraid that somebody's going to hurt them, mess them around, take their ideas, steal from them. It just goes on and on. Everybody's got a complaint is based upon their fear. And if you don't trust them, then you don't trust the universe that sent that person to you. So you might want to think about that. So all of your blessings are going to come from other people. The other thing is that you are going to learn. Okay? You will get an education. One way or the other. It doesn't matter how much schooling you have. You will continue to learn through your experiences and from some of the people that will teach you the most valuable lessons are people that you probably think aren't really that smart. You know, some of the people that will help you the most are probably the people that you wouldn't expect to have that ability. Okay? Sometimes it's the people right under your nose are the ones who can help you to manifest that which you desire. And that doesn't mean that you want to run out and just tell the world all your business or all your plans and everything, because you probably should keep some of that stuff to yourself, okay, and reveal it on a need-to-know basis. But what you want to know, in order to make the connection with the people that you hope to bring in your life, those who can help you jump over some hurdles, those who can use their creative ability or do some number crunching or help you put their business plan together, or, you know, someone you want to be in a relationship with. You've got to let them in. And that means that you need to be open and receptive to the universe as it by your needs. Understand something. We are made in the image and likeness of our Creator. Okay? We have free will. Choice. That's what that is. Okay? So there's really nothing that you can't do, and everything that you can probably think of already exists. You just need to draw it to you. And when you draw it to you, it's going to come through other people. I'm telling you right now. Okay? So it doesn't matter whether you get down on your knees and pray or meditate or burn candles or whatever it is that you do in order to try to appeal to God. Understand your blessings are going to come from other people. Now, other resources exist around you as well. Okay? Again, there are other people involved. Okay? You need to learn how to operate with others. Okay? Clean up your language. All right? At least to the extent that other people find you tolerable. Okay? Learn how to operate with others. Understand what is considered PC and what isn't. Okay? Because if you break those rules, you're going to make a lot of people mad at you. Keep up with what's going on in the world so that you can know what is politically correct and what is. Okay. Pay attention to technology and how it is changing, expanding, growing, evolving, and all the benefits it brings your way. A lot of people have said to me, I don't want to learn all that mess. I don't want to get into that, you know. And I've been working on computers since they were as big as the room I'm standing in. Okay. It's the early 70s. Yeah. And I've seen it evolve, and I'm still amazed. But there's a lot of great minds that have come together on this, and will always collaborate with each other. We each bring a little piece to the puzzle. And you need to keep up with that. If you're not paying attention to how these resources can benefit you, then you will find that you will render yourself powerless, useless, okay? And, somehow unworthy. And I know that's hard to hear. But just like you flip that light switch on and expect the lights to light a darkened room, by the same token, understand that the world is changing and evolving and pushing you, all of you, in a direction that will benefit you, that will help us all to expand and to grow and to not be powerless. Go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. Let me tell you what I know. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.